is the truth. Most people don't fail because they're lazy. They fail because they never learned how to think straight under pressure. This audiobook is called The Art of Strategic Thinking, Outsmart Any Challenge and Win Big in Life, for a reason. Because real success doesn't come from working harder, it comes from thinking better. And if your mind is always scattered, rushed, or emotional, it's going to keep getting in the way. This isn't about hype. It's about building the kind of mindset that actually works in real life. You'll learn how to stop reacting and start thinking clearly. You'll learn how to make fast, smart decisions. You'll learn how to cut the noise, stay focused, and build a strong foundation. No guessing, no waiting, no wishful thinking. Just straight, powerful thinking you can use right now. If you've been looking for a reset, this is it. Not just to feel better, but to finally take control of where your life is going. Chapter 1. Control what you think before it controls you. Control what you think before it controls you. That's where everything begins. That's where life starts to take shape. Not with what you say, not with what you hope, but with what you think. Quietly, daily, when nobody's watching you. Your thoughts are the foundation of every action you take, every decision you make, every result you experience. If your thoughts are scattered, your life will be scattered. If your thoughts are weak, your choices will be weak. And if your thoughts are negative, your entire day gets pulled into negativity. But if you learn how to catch your thoughts before they spiral, if you develop the habit of checking in with yourself, asking, "What am I thinking right now and why?" that alone will shift your life in ways most people never understand. The truth is, most people don't even realize that they're being run by automatic thoughts. They wake up and their brain is already filled with doubt, stress, regret, guilt, distractions, blame. Thoughts that were never questioned, just repeated from yesterday. And if you live like that, you're not thinking, you're reacting. You're not in charge, you're letting your thoughts run wild and hoping something good happens. But life doesn't work that way. Results don't show up by chance, they show up when your thinking changes first. You see, you can't improve your life with the same thoughts that created your problems. You need to step outside of your own mind and look at it honestly. What are you thinking about all day long? What do you allow into your head? Are you feeding your mind junk? Or are you feeding it clarity, focus, goals, strategy, purpose? You've got to decide what belongs in your mind and what doesn't. Because once a thought enters your system, it begins shaping your behavior. You start to feel things. You start to act based on those feelings. And soon, without even realizing it, you're following a path that you didn't consciously choose. That's how people waste years of their life. They don't even know they're being led by thoughts that don't serve them. So the first step to strategic thinking is awareness. You've got to catch yourself in the act. Notice the moment your mind starts to drift towards something unproductive. When you're about to judge yourself, stop. When you're about to compare your life to someone else's, pause. When that fear kicks in, "What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough?" that's when you take control. That's when you speak to your thoughts instead of letting them speak for you. And this isn't about pretending. It's not about ignoring pain or difficulty. This is about taking control of your mind in a way that's strong, real, and deliberate. There's a difference between thinking things through and letting your thoughts drag you around. Most people don't know that difference. But once you do, your life begins to move in the right direction. You'll feel the shift. You'll wake up and feel more calm. You'll notice you don't overreact as much. You'll stop wasting time arguing with people who don't matter. You'll stop explaining yourself to everyone. You'll save your energy. Because now you're not just thinking. You're thinking on purpose. Here's something to remember. Every challenge you faced started in your mind. The fear, the hesitation, the delay. It wasn't the world stopping you. It was your thoughts convincing you to hold back. That's how powerful they are. That's how subtle they can be. And the only way to win is to face them head on and ask, is this thought helping me or hurting me? If it's hurting you, get rid of it, replace it. Take 5 minutes to write down something better, something stronger, something that moves your life forward. Don't leave it to chance. The people who win in life are the ones who think with intention. They don't allow any thought to live in their mind for free. They question their doubts. They challenge their fears. They replace the noise with clarity. And that clarity helps them move faster, make better choices, and handle more pressure. If you don't control your thoughts, someone else will. The world is full of opinions. Everyone's got something to say. Social media, the news, the people around you. If you're not grounded in your own thinking, their thinking will take over, and you'll find yourself living a life that isn't yours. You'll be chasing goals you don't care about. You'll be saying yes when you should have said no. You'll be stuck in a pattern of doing what's easy instead of what's right. But when your thinking is your own, when you've trained yourself to stay clear, focused, and mentally strong, you don't fall for those traps. You set your own pace. You choose your battles. You think 3 steps ahead. That's what strategic thinking really means. It means you don't live by reaction. You live by intention. You know where your energy goes. You know what matters. And most of all, you know what doesn't. Control what you think before it controls you. That's not just a phrase, it's a way to live. If you wake up and your mind is already racing, stop, sit still, ask yourself, what do I want to think about today? That one question can reset your entire day. It puts you back in the driver's seat. Because if you don't decide, your past will, your habits will, your emotions will. And that's when things fall apart. If you've been stuck lately, if you feel like your life isn't moving forward, check your thinking first. Not your work, not your circumstances. Your thinking. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about your future? What kind of thoughts are you carrying into each day? That's what shapes your energy. That's what controls your actions. That's what determines your results. And don't wait for the perfect time to start doing this. You can begin right now, in the middle of chaos, in the middle of failure, in the middle of doubt. That's when this matters the most. Because strategic thinking isn't about always having the answer. It's about having the discipline to think clearly when life feels unclear. It's about slowing your mind when everything else is rushing. It's about making your next move count. Because you're not thinking out of fear, you're thinking with direction. Look, your mind is your most powerful tool, but only if you're the one in charge of it. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be fearless, but you do need to be intentional. Train yourself to notice what you're thinking and why. Start catching the patterns that keep you small. Stop making excuses for weak thinking. Take ownership of every thought you allow into your mind. Because once your thinking improves, everything else improves with it. Your mood, your habits, your choices, your relationships, your finances, your direction. And that's when you start outsmarting challenges. Not because they disappeared, but because your mind got stronger than the problem. You don't have to outwork the world. You just need to outthink your past self. You don't need to be lucky. You need to be clear. That's how you win big in life. One smart thought at a time. So if you want to change your life, start right here. Control what you think before it controls you. because nothing changes until your thinking does. And when it does, everything starts to shift in your favor. One decision, one choice, one thought at a time. Chapter 2. Make your next move with full mental awareness. Every move you make is shaping your future, whether you realize it or not. That's the truth most people overlook. Life isn't built in the big moments. It's built in the small decisions you make when nobody's watching, and those decisions are only as good as your awareness in that moment. If your mind is unclear, distracted, tired, or filled with doubt, you'll make choices that cost you progress. You'll act on impulse, not strategy. You'll respond based on emotion, not clarity. And that pattern, repeated over time, leads to regret, frustration, and feeling stuck in the same cycle. But if you learn to become fully aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it, you start to change the game. You no longer make random moves hoping things turn out right. You move with purpose. You start to recognize what's helping you and what's pulling you backwards. That's mental awareness. It's not about overthinking. It's not about trying to be perfect. It's about being so present in your own mind that your decisions begin to reflect who you are and where you want to go. Every day, you're making dozens of choices. How you speak, how you respond, what you give your time to, what you ignore, what you chase, what you delay. But here's the problem. Most people aren't aware they're even making those choices. They're on autopilot. They repeat habits from yesterday. They fall back into routines that no longer serve them. They say yes when they should say no. They put energy into things that drain them, and when nothing changes, they wonder why they feel stuck. The answer is simple. They're moving without awareness. They're acting without checking in with themselves. They don't pause to ask, "Is this the right move for me right now?" That one question, if asked consistently, can keep you from falling into the same mental traps. You see, awareness is your defense against making decisions that waste your time, drain your energy, and break your momentum. When you have it, you can see the patterns. When you lack it, you repeat the same mistakes and call it bad luck. There's power in a pause, not to second-guess yourself, but to become clear, to look at the situation and see it for what it really is, not what you feel in the moment, not what fear is screaming. Not what other people are saying, but what is actually happening right now and what do you want to do about it. This is how strategic thinkers operate. They don't move fast just to look busy. They don't say yes just to please people. They don't rush decisions out of pressure. They stop. They think. They measure the moment. They're fully awake in their own mind. That's why their next move usually works. It's not perfect, but it's intentional. It comes from awareness, not panic. You can train this. It's not some natural talent you're born with. It's a muscle. You start by paying attention, not to everything, just to yourself, your thoughts, your behavior, your reactions, your body, your stress, your boredom, your fears, your need to prove something, the way your voice changes when you're unsure, the way you distract yourself when things get uncomfortable. All of it, pay attention. Because the more you notice, the more control you get, and the more control you have, the better you move through life. You have to ask yourself better questions throughout the day, not just, what do I want, but why do I want it right now? Not just, should I do this, but is this the best move for where I'm going? Those questions slow your mind down long enough for the truth to show up. That's how people avoid making the same mistake twice. They ask the question most people avoid. What part of this decision comes from pressure, and what part comes from clarity? When your mind is under pressure, it will convince you to act just to feel like you're doing something. But moving fast doesn't mean you're moving right. Being busy doesn't mean you're being smart. The key is learning to think clearly before you take action, and you can only think clearly when you step outside of the noise, outside of the pressure, the fear, the urge to prove, the need to rush, and just be honest with yourself. There are moments where one wrong move can cost you weeks. One bad response can ruin trust. One yes can destroy your focus. That's why awareness is everything. It gives you time to see what's really going on. It gives you space to act with wisdom instead of emotion. And over time, those small moments of awareness add up. They create a version of you that makes better choices consistently. Think about how different your life would look if your next 10 decisions came from full mental clarity. If you knew exactly why you were doing what you were doing, if you stopped letting pressure choose for you, if you took 5 seconds before every important action and asked yourself, "Is this the move that moves me forward?" That kind of discipline is rare. Most people don't think long enough to see the difference between what they feel and what's actually best for them. But you can. You don't have to live on repeat. You don't have to stay stuck in patterns. You don't have to respond the way you always have. You can become a person who thinks before moving and wins because of it. This applies to every part of life. Business, relationships, money, goals, communication. It all starts with your next move. If that next move comes from emotion, you risk falling into the same trap. If it comes from awareness, you build momentum. That's the difference between starting over again and building something that lasts. And listen. It's not about slowing down forever. It's about pausing long enough to choose the move that gives you the best chance at real progress. Anyone can act, but not everyone can act with clarity, and that's where the advantage is. The people who move with awareness look like they're ahead because they are, not because they're focused. And they don't waste time fixing the same problems twice. Every challenge you face will try to rush you. Every fear will try to convince you to act now. Every voice around you will say, "Do something," but awareness will tell you the truth. Maybe the smartest move is to wait. Maybe the right response is no response. Maybe the pressure is just noise. And maybe, just maybe, your best decision isn't the one that feels good right now, but the one that holds up 5 years from now. That's the mindset you need to build. That's strategic thinking. You're not just making choices for today, you're setting the tone for who you're becoming. So make your next move with full mental awareness, not because you're scared to mess up, but because you've trained your mind to lead, not follow. You've built the habit of thinking before reacting. You've earned the right to trust yourself because you've put in the work to become someone who thinks before they act. From this point forward, treat every decision like it matters because it does. Stop giving away your focus to distractions. Stop letting your emotions decide the direction of your life. Start thinking clearly, even when things feel urgent. Start moving like someone who knows where they're going. Because you do, and your next move should prove it.
Chapter 3. Stop guessing and start thinking like a builder. Most people are winging it. They're waking up every day and trying to figure things out on the spot. They don't have a real structure. They don't have a long-term approach. They're reacting to problems instead of preparing for them. And because they're always guessing, they keep spinning in the same cycle of confusion, stress, and inconsistency. You don't get far in life by guessing. You move forward by building. And building takes intention, structure, planning, and execution. When you think like a builder, everything changes. A builder doesn't show up and say, "I hope this turns out okay." A builder starts with a plan. A builder starts with a plan A. A builder starts with clarity. A builder looks ahead. They know what pieces are needed, what order things should go in, what can go wrong, and how to adjust without losing momentum. That's what it means to stop guessing and start thinking like a builder. You're no longer gambling with your energy, your time, or your future. You're taking responsibility for the structure of your life. A scattered mind leads to a scattered life. If you're not building something real, you're just reacting to whatever hits you next. You scroll all day. You get pulled into things that don't matter. You keep starting over because you never took the time to build something that lasts. And the reason that's happening isn't because you're not smart, it's because your mind hasn't been trained to think long term. Builders think long term. They don't chase shortcuts. They don't look for easy. They stay focused on the outcome and adjust their steps until the structure holds. To live like a builder, you need to treat your time differently. You can't keep waiting for the perfect moment to start. You can't keep guessing what might work and hoping you land somewhere better. You've got to stop and think, what am I building with the actions I'm taking today? If the answer is nothing clear, then it's time to change your approach. Time doesn't reward activity. Time rewards structure. If you're not building your days intentionally, your weeks won't improve. If your weeks don't improve, your life stays exactly where it is. Everything starts with the decision to take ownership. That means you stop blaming, stop avoiding, and stop waiting. Builders don't wait for motivation. They follow the structure. They know what matters most. They focus on it, even when it's boring or hard. That's the difference. And it's not about doing everything perfectly. It's about building with intention, day after day, no matter what. That's how real progress happens. Thinking like a builder means you don't just do things because they're urgent. You do them because they fit the structure you're committed to. You ask better questions. You prioritize differently. You say no more often. You don't just follow your mood. You follow your blueprint. That blueprint doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be real. It's your plan, your target, your daily focus. Without it, everything starts to feel random. And when life feels random, motivation disappears fast. One reason most people don't grow is because they're trying to make daily decisions without any kind of bigger structure. They wake up and try to guess what they should focus on. They take random advice. They start something new every few days. They get excited, then they stop. Then they blame themselves. The problem wasn't effort. The problem was the lack of a foundation. You can't build something strong without a clear process. And once you learn that, you stop wasting time starting over. You start doing the right things, in the right order, over and over, until they work. This doesn't mean your life has to be rigid. Builders don't build walls around themselves. They build pathways. They create systems that support growth. Systems that help them handle stress. Systems that give them direction when their energy is low. This is how you protect your discipline. It's how you protect your mental clarity. Because when life gets hard, and it will, the people who built systems will keep going. The people who relied on guesswork will collapse. Start with your daily routine. Ask yourself, what part of my day is helping me build something meaningful? If you don't know, then nothing has been built yet. And that's okay, but now it's time to change it. You build a strong life by building strong days. A strong day doesn't mean doing 1,000 things. It means knowing your top 3 priorities and locking in on them no matter what. It means organizing your time so that your mind doesn't have to scramble. It means cutting out the habits that drain you and replacing them with routines that keep you moving forward. Builders track their progress. They don't wait for results to surprise them. They measure what matters. They look at what's working and what's not. They make small adjustments. They stay focused on the outcome and they never expect quick wins to solve long-term problems. They understand that patience is part of the process. But patience without structure turns into waiting, and waiting too long turns into regret. That's why structure comes first. Build the structure, then keep showing up inside it. To live this way, you have to stop chasing motivation and start designing your life like it matters. You don't build a better future by hoping one day it'll just click. You build it by setting the pieces in place one decision at a time. Your environment, your habits, your time, your priorities. Those are the tools. Use them like a builder, with precision, with consistency, with focus. You don't need more information, you need more structure. That's what changes lives. Structure gives you momentum when motivation disappears. Structure tells you what to do when you feel lost. Structure frees your mind from constant decisions so your energy goes to what actually matters. Without it, everything feels heavy. With it, things become clearer, even when they're still hard. This way of thinking won't feel normal at first. Most people are used to reacting, not building. They're used to jumping between problems, not solving them step by step. They're used to staying busy instead of being strategic. But once you start thinking like a builder, things begin to shift. You stop being overwhelmed by everything. You stop doubting yourself so much. You know what to work on. You know what to let go of. You know where you're headed. That sense of direction brings peace. It brings confidence. It brings power. This is how you stop wasting time. This is how you stop repeating the same lessons. This is how you start becoming someone who creates a life that holds its shape under pressure. Every day becomes a brick. Every decision becomes a layer. Every hour becomes an investment. And before you know it, you've built something real, something solid, something that doesn't fall apart. The second life gets messy. You weren't meant to guess your way through life. You were meant to build it. One move, one habit, one decision at a time. Stop hoping things work out and start creating the structure that makes results possible. Your future doesn't need perfect. It needs solid. It needs consistent. It needs you to stop guessing and start thinking like a builder. Because builders win where guessers quit. Builders finish what they start. And builders, no matter how many times they get knocked down, know how to rebuild stronger than before. Chapter 4. Question every habit that's keeping you average. Your habits are either helping you rise or keeping you stuck where you are. Most people don't take the time to look at their daily behavior and ask the hard questions. They keep doing what they've always done, even when it's not working, even when it's wasting time, even when it's dragging them further from the life they want. If you're serious about growth, you've got to stop protecting habits that are holding you back. You have to question every single one that's keeping you average. Average doesn't just show up. It gets built quietly over time, through small patterns that feel comfortable. Sleeping in instead of starting early. Scrolling through your phone instead of building your goals. Delaying decisions because you don't want to deal with the pressure. Saying yes to things you don't care about. Putting off the work that matters. These don't feel like a big deal when they happen. But added up day after day, they shape your direction. And if you don't stop and check them, they will control you. The truth is, most people don't even realize they're stuck in habits that serve no purpose. They're not thinking about it. They're just following what feels normal. But normal is not the same as useful. Just because you've done something for years doesn't mean it's helping you. Just because everyone else does it doesn't mean it's right for you. You have to wake up to your own patterns. You have to be brutally honest with yourself. Ask, what am I doing every day that's slowly keeping me from becoming more? Don't wait for some big crisis to force a change. Choose to look at your life with full awareness. Track how you spend your time. Look at what drains you. Look at what distracts you. Pay attention to what you say you'll do, but never follow through on. These are the cracks where average hides. And if you want to live with excellence, those cracks need to be sealed with discipline, not excuses. Habits become automatic when they're not challenged. That's why you must challenge them. You have to put every habit under the microscope and ask, why am I doing this? What is this giving me? What is this costing me? Is this habit aligned with my future or stuck in my past? That one question over and over can shift the direction of your entire life. Because once you shine a light on a weak habit, you can no longer pretend you don't see it. The reason so many people stay average is because it's easier than change. There's comfort in the familiar. There's safety in doing what everyone else is doing. But comfort isn't growth. And safety isn't success. You can't have a life of strength if you're attached to patterns that keep you weak. You can't become someone new while defending who you've always been. Something has to go. And most of the time, it's the habits you don't want to admit are wasting your potential. Think about how much time is lost every week because of habits that aren't helping. How much time do you spend avoiding the hard work? How much energy goes into things that don't build you? How often do you make promises to yourself and break them the next day? These aren't small details. These are the real reasons why life doesn't move forward. And the only way to change them is to take ownership. No one is coming to break your habits for you. No one is going to follow you around and make sure you're doing what matters. That job is yours. You've got to become someone who pays close attention to your patterns. Someone who doesn't just work hard, but works smart. Someone who understands that small repeated choices are either shaping strength or building weakness. Every habit should serve a purpose. If it doesn't, it needs to go. That's the mindset you need to build. You don't get to keep everything and still expect to grow. Some things must be left behind. Some routines must be replaced. And yes, it's uncomfortable, but that discomfort is the doorway to progress. That discomfort is where discipline is born. And without discipline, you're just hoping for change instead of building it. You have to train yourself to spot average. It shows up in how you talk, in how you think, in how you spend your evenings. In how you react when things don't go your way. Do you complain? Do you quit? Do you distract yourself with easy entertainment instead of facing what needs to be done? These are the real moments where your future is being decided, not with big goals but with small daily choices that feel harmless until they become your default. Changing habits isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters consistently. You don't need to fill your schedule. You need to clean it. Remove the noise. Remove the time wasters. Remove the activities that don't get you closer to the life you say you want. Then rebuild from there. Add in the habits that push you forward. Even if they feel boring. Even if they're uncomfortable. Even if they take time to show results. That's the process. And the people who follow it are the ones who rise above average. You don't need to fix everything overnight. You just need to get honest with yourself. Choose one habit that you know is holding you back and replace it with something that brings value. Start small, but be serious. Be intentional. Be consistent. Track it. Watch how it feels after a week. Notice what changes. Then move to the next. This is how transformation happens, not in one massive leap, but in steady, deliberate steps that are built on awareness and action. What you tolerate becomes your standard. And if you keep tolerating habits that keep you average, you'll live a life that reflects that. But if you raise your standard, if you start refusing to repeat the same weak choices, you create space for something stronger to take root. You start to build discipline. You start to feel proud of how you're living. You start to trust yourself again. And that trust is powerful. It gives you momentum. It gives you clarity. It gives you the edge that most people never build because they're too busy defending habits they don't even like. This isn't about being harsh. It's about being clear. If you say you want better, your habits must reflect that. You can't have a winning life with losing patterns. And once you accept that, the excuses start to disappear. You stop looking for shortcuts. You stop blaming circumstances. You realize that the results you're getting are directly connected to the choices you're making, and that gives you the power to change. So start questioning everything. Question how you start your day. Question what you eat. Question how you talk to yourself. Question what you consume online. Question how you spend your downtime. Nothing is off limits. Because the more you question, the more awareness you build. And the more awareness you build, the more control you have. That control leads to stronger habits. Stronger habits lead to better outcomes. And better outcomes lead to a life that feels aligned with who you really are. If you want to move forward, you need to let go of what's holding you back. And most of the time, it's not something big, it's the small average habits that sneak in quietly and stay there because you never challenged them. So now's the time. Take control. Be honest. Clean house. Build habits that match the future you want, not the comfort you've been stuck in. Question every habit that's keeping you average. Your future depends on it. Chapter 5. Decide fast what matters and cut the rest. Most people lose their edge, not because they aren't capable, but because they take too long to decide what matters. Their days are packed with things that don't move their life forward. Their time is eaten up by distractions, noise, and things that feel urgent but aren't important. The longer you wait to figure out what truly matters, the more energy you waste, and the more energy you waste, the harder it becomes to focus, grow, and get ahead. If you want clarity, momentum, and results, you need to decide fast what's essential and cut the rest without apology. When you live without clear priorities, everything feels equal. Every task pulls your attention. Every request seems like it deserves your time. You end up jumping from one thing to the next, feeling productive, but never getting anything meaningful done. You start your day with good intentions, but by the end, you feel like you've been busy without making real progress. That's not a time issue. That's a clarity issue. Without knowing what matters most, you'll always be at the mercy of what screams the loudest. Strong people are decisive, not because they know everything, but because they've trained themselves to choose fast, move forward, and remove anything that wastes time. They're not trying to do it all. They're focused on doing what works. That's the difference between spinning in circles and building real momentum. The ability to decide fast is a skill that separates leaders from followers. The more time you spend stuck in indecision, the more opportunities pass you by. Cutting what doesn't matter doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you respect your future enough to stop entertaining what's holding you back. That could be a task, a distraction, a person, a habit, or even a goal that no longer fits who you're becoming. The faster you let go of what no longer belongs in your life, the more space you create for what actually works. You can't build anything solid with a cluttered mind. Mental clutter leads to hesitation. Hesitation leads to delay. Delay leads to regret. You must develop the habit of making decisions from clarity, not confusion. Ask yourself, what are the top three things that deserve my full attention today? If something doesn't make that list, be ruthless. It doesn't matter how interesting it looks or how many people are doing it. If it doesn't align with your goals, it doesn't belong in your day. We live in a world that constantly fights for your attention. Ads, opinions, trends, messages, it never stops. And if you don't take control of your focus, the world will steal it from you. You'll end up living someone else's agenda. You'll look up and realize that none of what you're doing actually matters to you. That's how people lose years of their life, doing what's popular, instead of doing what's purposeful. There's a mindset shift that has to happen. You have to stop treating every task like it deserves equal effort. You have to stop saying yes just because something feels urgent. You have to stop keeping things in your life just because they've always been there. Growth comes from subtraction as much as it does from addition. Subtract what drains you. Subtract what distracts you. Subtract what slows you down. Then put all your energy into what counts. This level of clarity requires honesty. You can't keep pretending that everything matters. You can't keep protecting distractions. You can't keep delaying decisions because you don't want to deal with discomfort. Deciding fast is not about rushing. It's about being clear enough to move forward without dragging your feet. It's about trusting your judgment because you've built the discipline to filter out what doesn't deserve your time. There's a reason some people always seem calm and focused. It's not because life is easier for them. It's because they've removed the clutter. They don't waste time overthinking. They don't chase everything that looks interesting. They don't let every opinion shake them. They've made peace with the fact that they can't do everything, so they focus on doing the right things well. Cutting the rest doesn't mean you're cold. It means you're serious. Serious about your growth. Serious about your time. Serious about your goals. The world is full of average, and average lives are built by people who can't decide what to keep and what to cut. Excellence belongs to those who know exactly where they're going and what they're willing to leave behind to get there. You don't need more time. You need fewer distractions. You need fewer obligations. You need to stop treating everything like a priority. Not everything deserves space in your day. Not everything needs your attention. Your energy is limited. Your time is limited. That's the reality. So treat it like it matters. Use it on the few things that truly count. And don't wait for a crisis to force you to decide. Don't wait until your back's against the wall. Choose now. Choose while you still have the freedom to build. Choose before stress makes the decision for you. Look at your life today and ask yourself, what am I spending time on that adds nothing to my growth? What conversations am I having that drain me? What habits am I keeping that make me feel stuck? What goals am I chasing that no longer inspire me? Those answers will tell you what needs to be cut. You'll feel resistance. That's normal. Your brain is wired to keep doing what's familiar. It will try to convince you to hold on to everything, but your future doesn't need everything. It needs the essentials. It needs your best focus, not your divided attention. And when you finally start cutting the rest, you'll feel lighter. You'll feel stronger. You'll feel in control again. Because now you're not reacting. You're leading. You don't need to explain your priorities to everyone. You don't need approval to change. You just need to be clear about what's worth it and what's not. And once you're clear, act on it fast. Don't think it over for days. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Just decide. Then protect that decision with your time and your focus. Greatness comes from clarity. From knowing exactly what your next step is and doing it without hesitation. It comes from refusing to stay busy with things that don't matter. It comes from having the courage to say no when everything around you is trying to pull you in 100 directions. When you simplify your priorities, your energy increases, your decisions become easier, your days become more productive. You stop wasting time fixing problems that came from unclear choices. You start building instead of spinning. That's how you rise above average, by being ruthless with your focus and committed to your path. So take a hard look at your life right now. Don't sugarcoat anything. Don't defend anything that's slowing you down. Make the decision that most people avoid. Choose what matters. Cut the rest. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Today, because every day you delay is a day you could have been building. Every hour you waste is energy you'll never get back. You only get one life. And how far you go depends on how fast you can decide what deserves your time. The clock doesn't care about your excuses. The world keeps moving. You either move with purpose or you get lost in the noise. The choice is yours. Decide fast what matters. Cut the rest. That's how real progress begins. That's how powerful people live. And that's exactly how you win. Chapter 6. Think through problems before you feel stuck again. Most people get stuck, not because life is too hard, but because they keep walking into the same problems without thinking them through. They repeat the same mistakes, respond the same way, and fall into the same patterns. And when things don't work out, they get frustrated, confused, and lost. But the truth is, most of the pain people feel in life isn't caused by the problem itself. It's caused by not thinking clearly before the problem shows up. You can save yourself years of frustration if you learn to think ahead, slow down, and deal with things before they turn into a crisis. Getting stuck is not a mystery. It's the result of not preparing your mind to handle pressure. When you don't think something through, you act on impulse. You rush into things. You say yes without checking the consequences. You move too fast, trying to fix everything, and then wonder why you're overwhelmed again. It's not that you're lazy, it's that you haven't learned how to pause and solve before you act. That pause makes all the difference. The difference between people who stay stuck and people who move forward is simple. One reacts, the other thinks. You can't keep putting out the same fires and calling it growth. You need to figure out why the fire keeps starting in the first place. That means stepping back. That means asking questions. Most people don't ask, what keeps pulling me back into this problem? What did I ignore the first time? What pattern am I repeating that I haven't corrected? Most people don't ask those questions because they're uncomfortable. They don't want to slow down and face their own thinking. They just want relief. But fast relief isn't the same as real progress. If you want to stop getting stuck, you need to face the truth that some of your problems are predictable. Some of your setbacks didn't come out of nowhere. They came from decisions that were made without clear thinking. And until you fix the thinking, the cycle will continue. Thinking through a problem isn't about overthinking. It's not about worrying or doubting yourself. It's about being aware of what's really going on. It's about slowing your mind down just long enough to understand the situation fully before acting on it. You're not trying to be perfect. You're trying to be prepared. You're trying to be clear. You're trying to see three steps ahead, so you don't fall in the same hole again. When you feel pressure, that's the time to think. When something doesn't feel right, that's the time to pause. When you feel confused, that's the time to stop guessing and start analyzing. You don't need all the answers, but you do need to ask better questions. What's the root cause of this problem? What part did I play in creating it? What could I do differently next time? These questions won't always be easy, but they'll give you clarity, and clarity gives you power. There's a pattern to every mistake. If you look closely, you'll see it. It could be rushing decisions. It could be avoiding conflict. It could be ignoring signs. It could be staying comfortable when you should be changing something. But that pattern doesn't break unless you sit with it and think through it. You can't fix what you won't face. You can't grow if you don't learn from the problem. And learning takes reflection. It takes honesty. It takes sitting with the discomfort long enough to extract the lesson. You don't have to solve everything at once. You just need to solve the next thing the right way. Most people get overwhelmed because they try to fix their entire life in one day. That never works. You think through one issue, you solve it with full focus, and then you move on to the next. Strategic thinkers don't try to win in one move. They win by solving one piece at a time, carefully and consistently. If something keeps showing up in your life, it's not an accident. There's something you haven't learned yet. Maybe it's the way you handle stress. Maybe it's the way you trust people too quickly. Maybe it's the way you avoid hard conversations. Until you understand it, that problem will return, dressed in different situations, but always with the same outcome. That's why thinking through it is so important. You don't just want to escape the problem, you want to understand why it keeps finding you. Thinking ahead is a discipline. You build it by practicing it daily. Before you make a decision, ask what might go wrong. What will this cost me if I get it wrong? What's the backup plan? Who do I need to talk to before I act? These are not fear-based questions. These are strategic questions. They put your mind in a position of strength. They give you a wider view. They prevent blind spots, and they keep you from acting based on emotion alone. Staying calm under pressure doesn't mean you ignore the problem. It means you think your way through it before you feel trapped by it. You observe. You write. You ask questions. You take a moment to breathe and reset your thinking. Then you act. That's how powerful people operate. They don't panic first. They think first, and because they think, they make better decisions. Decisions that don't leave them cleaning up messes every few months. There's no reward for rushing into things. There's no medal for jumping into a challenge without preparation. Fast doesn't mean smart. Reactive doesn't mean strong. What makes you strong is your ability to think through the details, to weigh your options, to see beyond the moment. That's how you avoid getting stuck in cycles that drain you mentally, emotionally, and financially. You have to become someone who refuses to fall for the same problem twice. That means remembering what the last mistake taught you. That means writing it down if you have to. That means reviewing your past choices and seeing where the breakdown happened. The goal is not to live without failure. The goal is to never repeat failure blindly. To learn fast. To adjust faster. To think sharper. This isn't about slowing your whole life down. It's about being efficient. Efficiency comes from solving problems at the root, not just managing symptoms, and solving them at the root requires thinking. Clear, intentional, logical thinking. The kind that says, I've been here before. This time, I'm going to respond with clarity, not emotion. That mindset alone can save you years of trial and error. Build the habit of taking 5 minutes before every major decision. Not to doubt yourself, but to examine what's in front of you. To ask, what does this situation need from me right now? That 5 minutes can prevent weeks of stress later. That habit can help you build a reputation as someone who doesn't break under pressure. Someone who doesn't collapse when things get complicated. Someone who solves instead of reacts. The more problems you solve with clarity, the more confidence you build, you trust yourself more because you're no longer guessing. You're thinking. You're using your experience. You're analyzing instead of reacting. And that kind of self-trust is powerful. It changes how you carry yourself. It changes how people respond to you. It changes how quickly you move through challenges. If you keep feeling stuck in life, it's not because you're unlucky. It's because you're being invited to slow down and think differently. To approach your problems like puzzles, not walls. To use your brain, not just your emotion. To lead your thoughts instead of being led by your feelings. That shift alone can turn a difficult life into a focused, purpose-driven one. You don't need to be faster. You need to be wiser. You don't need more motivation. You need better thinking. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to stop repeating the same mistakes. And the only way to do that is to think through problems before they trap you again. When you learn how to do that, you stop getting stuck. You start breaking through. And that's when real progress begins. Chapter 7. Choose your battles with a calm, focused mind. Not everything deserves your attention. Not every problem needs a response. Not every comment requires a comeback. One of the most powerful things you can do for your mental peace and personal growth is to learn how to choose your battles and to choose them with a calm, focused mind. Because when you let every situation pull you in, when you jump into every conflict, every argument, every irritation, you drain your energy and lose your direction. And when your energy is scattered, your progress slows down. You can't build anything meaningful if you're constantly distracted by things that don't matter in the long run. There's a difference between reacting and responding. A reaction is emotional, immediate, and often regrettable. A response is calm, clear, and measured. When you're calm, you can see the situation for what it is. You can decide if this is something that needs your attention or something that should be left alone. And that kind of clarity is what separates the people who stay stuck in daily conflict from the ones who rise above it and keep growing. You don't have to attend every fight you're invited to. You don't need to prove yourself in every room. You don't need to explain your choices to everyone who questions them. Some battles are designed to distract you. Some are created by people who are unhappy with themselves. Some are just noise. And if you're not careful, you'll spend your life trying to win arguments that don't change your life. You'll waste days defending things that don't need defense. You'll burn yourself out trying to fix problems that aren't yours to carry. Calm doesn't mean weak. Focus doesn't mean passive. Being calm is a strength. It means your emotions don't control you. It means you know how to slow your thinking down before you act. It means you've trained yourself to protect your peace, especially when someone is trying to pull you into chaos. Focus is what gives you the power to say, "This is not worth my time. I've got more important things to build." The world is full of noise. People will test your patience. Some will try to bring you down with criticism. Others will challenge your values. And if you don't know how to filter that, you'll spend too much time reacting to everything around you and not enough time building the life you want. The person who wins is not the one who fights every battle. It's the one who knows which ones matter and walks away from the rest without guilt. Train yourself to pause. When something bothers you, don't speak right away. Don't post right away. Don't make that call just to let your emotions out. Take a breath, step back. Ask yourself, is this worth my energy? What am I really trying to protect here? Will this battle move me forward, or is it just a distraction in disguise? Most of the time, the honest answer is that it's not worth it. Most of the time, walking away is the stronger choice. You don't grow by being pulled into drama. You grow by protecting your focus. You grow by staying calm under pressure. You grow by being intentional with where your mind goes. Some people never reach their goals, not because they lack talent or opportunity, but because they spend too much of their energy on emotional battles that don't serve their mission. Their mind is always busy, but never clear. Their day is full, but never productive. You have to start protecting your mental space like it's your most valuable asset, because it is. You can't think clearly when your mind is always reacting. You can't make wise decisions when you're emotionally exhausted. You can't stay consistent with your habits if you're constantly pulled into conversations and conflicts that wear you down. Your mind needs peace. Your goals need space, and your energy needs to be directed with purpose. Start being selective. Not every conversation deserves your input. Not every disagreement needs your effort. Learn to be okay with silence. Learn to let things go. That doesn't mean you're avoiding responsibility. It means you're mature enough to know what deserves your time and what doesn't. It means you've developed the discipline to stay focused on what truly matters. Choosing your battles also means knowing when to speak up. It means standing strong when your values are tested. It means not backing down from the things that truly matter to your life, your future, and your purpose. But even when you do speak, do it with clarity. Do it with calm. Do it from a place of control, not reaction. That's how you stay powerful, when your response comes from purpose, not pressure. There are people who will never understand your choices. There are critics who will always have something to say. There will be moments when you feel misunderstood, overlooked, or judged. But you have to remind yourself, you're not here to win every opinion. You're not here to please everyone. You're here to build. You're here to grow. You're here to focus on the kind of life that brings peace, strength, and impact. And if something doesn't support that, cut it off mentally. Don't give it more energy than it deserves. This level of calm isn't built overnight. It's built by slowing down your responses every single day. It's built by practicing control when it would be easier to explode. It's built by choosing silence when noise is trying to bait you. Over time, that control turns into strength, that discipline turns into focus, and that focus becomes your greatest tool for building something that lasts. You've got to stop giving your time to things that don't move you forward. Emotional reactions drain your focus. Unnecessary arguments pull you off course. Doubting yourself because of outside opinions slows you down. You don't need to fight to prove anything. Your progress will speak for itself. Your results will be louder than any debate you could ever win. The next time something frustrates you, take a breath. Don't respond too fast. Don't assume every challenge is meant for you. You're not here to win every little fight. You're here to win the war within yourself. The war against distraction, insecurity, and emotional chaos. And that war is won through calm, focused thinking. You won't remember every disagreement, but you will remember how much peace you had when you stopped reacting to everything. You'll remember how much progress you made when you kept your head clear. You'll remember how strong you became when you learned to protect your time, your emotions, and your direction. So choose your battles wisely. Let go of the ones that don't serve you. And when you choose to engage, do it from a place of strength, not stress. That's how you lead yourself. That's how you build a future with power. And that's how you rise while others stay distracted. Chapter 8. Sharpen your decisions by tracking what's real. Most people make decisions based on what they assume, what they feel in the moment, or what they hope will work out. But strong decisions don't come from guessing. They come from tracking what's real. If you're not measuring the truth, you're reacting to an illusion. If you want better results, you have to stop making decisions based on emotion, noise, or the opinions of others. You have to start looking at what's actually happening, not what you wish was happening, not what used to work, not what others are pretending is working, but what is real right now. The mind loves shortcuts. It will tell you what's comfortable, what's familiar, what fits your story. But that doesn't always match reality. And when your thinking is disconnected from reality, your decisions will always cost you more than they should. You'll think you're improving when you're not. You'll think you're working hard when you're actually avoiding the hard work. You'll think your habits are solid when they're really slowing you down. You don't rise by making emotional choices. You rise by seeing what's real and adjusting quickly. If you want clarity, you need proof. Not opinion, not memory, not excuses. Proof. What are your results showing? What have your past actions actually created? Where is your time going each day? Where are your habits leading you? Where are you winning? Where are you falling short? These are the questions most people avoid because they force you to face your own reflection. But that reflection is the most powerful place to learn from. When you track what's real, you stop lying to yourself. You stop defending weak habits. You stop pretending things are working when they aren't. The reason most people stay stuck is because they never stop to measure their own behavior. They keep moving, but they don't evaluate. They keep trying new things, but they don't track what's effective. They repeat what's easy, but they don't challenge what's broken. And over time, this leads to confusion. It leads to wasted energy. It leads to decisions made from frustration instead of facts. But when you track reality, you can course correct before it becomes a mess. Strong decisions come from patterns, not guesses, and you can't see the patterns unless you track them. This means you need to start writing things down. Daily progress. Weekly actions. Habits that are helping. Habits that are draining. What you committed to. What you delayed. The choices you made, and the outcome they led to. This isn't about judgment. This is about data. This is about building a mind that can't be fooled by pressure, by emotion, or by old routines. People often say they're trying, but trying doesn't mean much unless you can track what trying looks like. What time are you waking up? What are you spending the first hour of your day doing? What are you feeding your mind with? How often are you staying consistent with what matters most? These details matter. Not because they're exciting, but because they tell the truth. The truth is what you need when life feels uncertain. The truth is what keeps you grounded when distractions show up. You don't need to guess your way to growth. You need to become a builder of better patterns, and you can't build anything strong if you don't measure the foundation. If your finances are struggling, you track your spending. If your health is slipping, you track your habits. If your motivation is low, you track your focus. Not to shame yourself, but to sharpen yourself. Every strong builder tracks progress. They don't guess. They don't assume. They check in with the facts, and they let those facts shape their next move. When your decisions are grounded in reality, they become faster and more effective. You stop hesitating. You stop overthinking. You stop wondering if something is working, because you already know. You can look back at your data, your time, your behavior, your results, and say with full confidence, this is helping. This isn't, let's fix it. That's how winners operate. Not by hoping things improve, but by seeing what's real and making changes with intention. It doesn't take hours a day to track your life. It takes 5 to 10 minutes. Write down what you did today. What moved you forward? What slowed you down? What you promised yourself that you followed through on? What you avoided? The truth is in the details. And when you collect those details consistently, they become your roadmap. They show you exactly where to go, what to cut, and what to double down on. This process builds discipline. It builds awareness. It builds a level of focus that most people never experience. Because when you track what's real, your excuses lose their power. You can't say you're doing the work if the numbers say otherwise. You can't say you're growing if your choices stay the same. That kind of honesty might sting at first, but it's the kind of pain that leads to strength. It's the kind of discomfort that helps you grow faster than motivation ever could. Most people want to feel better before they start doing better. But the truth is, when you start tracking reality, you naturally start improving. Clarity replaces confusion. Progress replaces stress. Intentional action replaces wasted effort. And that's where real confidence comes from. Not hype, not blind belief, but from knowing your actions are aligned with what actually works. You can't fix what you won't look at. You can't lead yourself if you don't know where you're going. And you can't make sharp decisions if your thinking is based on assumptions, so stop guessing. Stop hoping. Stop floating through your days with no record of what's real. Anchor your growth in facts. Track your days like they matter, because they do. Track your choices like they shape your future, because they do. Track your thoughts, your actions, your direction, and then use that information to make smarter, faster, stronger decisions. There's no shortcut to this. There's no hack. There's just the discipline of staying close to reality every single day. The longer you wait to check in with yourself, the harder it becomes to find clarity. But when you do it consistently, you stay sharp, you stay focused, you stay connected to what actually works. And that's what gives you the edge. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being accurate. You can't control everything, but you can control how you measure what matters. You can control how you respond to what the data is telling you. And that kind of control puts you in a position of power, mentally, emotionally, and strategically. Your mind becomes stronger when it's supported by real feedback. Not feelings, not fantasy, but facts. And when your decisions are rooted in facts, your confidence becomes unshakable. You stop needing permission. You stop second-guessing. You stop falling for distractions. You act, adjust, and move forward, because you've done the work to see things clearly. Start sharpening your decisions by tracking what's real. Make it part of your daily rhythm. Make it part of how you live. Because the people who track reality, consistently and honestly, are the ones who grow faster, last longer, and win bigger. Not because they're lucky, but because they're clear. And clarity always wins. Chapter 9. Lead your life like no one's coming to help. There's a point you reach in life where you realize no one is coming to do it for you. No one's going to fix your habits, build your confidence, organize your time, or carry you through the difficult seasons. People can care, they can encourage, they can offer advice, but the real change, the kind that shifts your life forever, that has to come from you. And the sooner you accept that, the faster you start taking real control. The moment you decide to lead your life like no one's coming to help is the moment your power returns. This is not about becoming cold or cutting people off. It's about responsibility. It's about waking up and looking around and asking yourself, if I had no one else to count on, what would I do differently today? That mindset wakes something up inside you. It takes you out of waiting mode. It pulls you out of the belief that someone else is going to notice your struggle and hand you a solution. Because they won't. Not because they don't care, but because they're busy trying to figure out their own lives. And the truth is, no one is as invested in your outcome as you are. So you have to lead like it all depends on you. Because it does. There's a difference between needing support and needing saving. Everyone needs people who believe in them. Everyone benefits from good influence, but needing someone to show up and save your life. That's the trap. That's what keeps people stuck for years, waiting for the perfect mentor, the right partner, the right job, the lucky break. Meanwhile, time is passing. Days are being wasted, and the life you want is being delayed, not by your ability, but by your mindset. When you stop waiting for someone to lead you and start leading yourself, everything changes. Leading your life means doing the hard things without needing someone to push you. It means following through, even when no one's clapping. It means keeping your promises to yourself when no one is checking in. You become your own system of accountability. You become your own source of motivation. You become the one who decides what kind of life you'll build, not based on circumstances, not based on mood, but based on values and commitment. Nobody wakes you up early. Nobody stops you from wasting time. Nobody forces you to think clearly, eat better, learn something new, or take that next step. That's all on you. And once you accept that level of ownership, things start to feel lighter, not easier, but more honest. You stop expecting someone else to carry your weight. You stop blaming what's missing. You stop chasing outside approval. You realize you've had the power all along, you just hadn't claimed it yet. It's easy to wait for a better time, a better mood, a better setup. But life doesn't reward waiting, it rewards action. If you want more, you have to become more, and to become more, you have to act like the only one who can fix your life is you. Because that belief removes hesitation, it kills excuses. It forces you to show up whether you feel like it or not. And that's where discipline is built. Not in the moments when everything feels good, but in the moments when it doesn't, and you still choose to move forward anyway. There's something powerful about standing in front of your own life and saying, "This is mine, every part of it. The good, the bad, the slow progress, the hard lessons, the unfinished goals, I own all of it." That mindset separates people who repeat the same year over and over from those who build something better with every season. Leading your life doesn't mean you never fall. It means you never wait for someone else to pick you up. Some people will help you, others won't. Some will understand your goals, others won't get it. That can't be the reason you stop. That can't be the reason you move slower. The question isn't who's supporting me. The real question is, what am I doing with what I already have? If you're not using your time well now, more time won't solve anything. If you're not managing your habits now, a better opportunity won't help you. The growth starts with you, right where you are, with what's already in front of you. You don't need permission to get serious. You don't need applause to do what's right. You don't need someone standing over your shoulder to act with excellence. Those things help, but they aren't required. The people who go far in life aren't the ones who had everything handed to them, they're the ones who decided to act even when nothing was handed to them at all. When you lead yourself, your standards rise. You no longer allow sloppy thinking. You stop tolerating low-effort days. You remove habits that used to waste your time. You stop chasing easy. You replace it with structure. You stop needing someone to convince you to stay focused. You convince yourself because you've seen what happens when you don't. You've lived the frustration of drifting. You've felt the regret of not acting sooner. You know what's at stake now. And yes, there will be days when you feel tired. Days when you feel unseen. Days when you wonder if this path is even working. That's part of the process. But those aren't the days you quit. Those are the days you lead harder. You lead with more clarity. You pull yourself out of doubt with action. You build something even when you feel nothing. Because that's what real leaders do. They show up without waiting to be told to. Start thinking like someone who's fully responsible for their outcome. If you succeed, it's because you showed up. If you fall short, it's because you didn't. No one else, no outside story. Just full ownership. That's not pressure. That's power. That's control. That's the mindset that creates transformation. And that mindset can't be borrowed from someone else. It has to be built from within. You'll never regret taking full ownership of your path. You'll never regret holding yourself to a higher standard. You'll never look back and say, "I wish I had waited longer for someone to come save me." No, you'll look back and feel proud that you finally decided to stop waiting and start leading. You'll feel the strength of having depended on yourself, of having built resilience, of having stayed grounded in reality when it would have been easier to escape into blame. The hard truth is this: no one is as invested in your life as you need to be. Not your friends, not your co-workers, not your family, not your followers. You're the one who wakes up with your thoughts. You're the one who deals with your choices. You're the one who lives with your effort. So don't outsource your progress. Don't hand off your discipline. Don't expect someone else to carry a load that was designed to make you stronger. This life is yours, and the direction it goes in will be shaped by what you do when no one's looking. What you do when things don't feel good. What you do when support is low and pressure is high. Those are the defining moments. Those are the moments where leaders are built, not through speeches or titles, but through quiet choices that most people will never see. So stand up for your life. Take the lead. Every day. No matter how you feel. No matter what's missing. No matter who understands. Lead like no one's coming to help. Because that's when you start becoming the person who never needed it. Not out of pride, but out of power. Because once you learn to lead yourself, no one can take that from you. Chapter 10. Commit daily to the mindset that wins long term. Every day, your mindset is either setting you up to win or silently holding you back. It doesn't matter how talented you are or how much potential you've got, if your mindset can't carry you through the hard days. Talent without the right attitude is wasted. Motivation without discipline fades. Dreams without the mindset to back them up turn into lifelong frustration. That's why it's not enough to occasionally think right. You have to build a mindset that shows up every single day, the kind that wins long term, not just for a moment, but for a lifetime. Winning long term doesn't mean winning once. It means building habits, patterns, and thoughts that don't fall apart when life gets tough. It means showing up with purpose even when the results are slow. It means thinking in a way that keeps you focused, grounded, and moving forward, no matter what season you're in. And that starts by committing to that mindset daily. Not when you feel inspired. Not when it's easy. But every day, whether you feel like it or not. Most people don't lose because of one bad decision. They lose because they let the wrong mindset take over a little at a time. They let doubt creep in and stay. They let distractions feel more important than discipline. They start thinking short term and stop planning for the bigger picture. And over time, without even realizing it, they fall behind. Not because they couldn't win, but because they forgot how to think like someone who wins. You can't fake mindset. You either build it or you don't. You either train it or you fall into habits that weaken it. And mindset isn't about positive thinking. It's not about repeating feel-good phrases. It's about clarity. It's about structure. It's about discipline. It's about showing up and thinking through life with intention. It's waking up and asking, "What does the version of me that wins long-term need to think about today?" and then aligning your actions to match that. The problem is, most people are stuck reacting. Their mindset changes based on what's happening around them. If the day is good, they feel strong. If something goes wrong, they spiral. That's not a stable way to live. That's not how you build anything that lasts. You need to be the kind of person who keeps a winning mindset, no matter what's going on around you. Because when your thinking stays strong, your direction stays steady. To build that kind of mindset, you need to start your day with intention. You can't leave it to chance. You can't roll out of bed and let the world decide how you feel. You take control. You decide what your focus will be. You review your goals. You think through what matters. You ground yourself before the noise of the day has a chance to shake you. That's how real leaders live. They don't let the day dictate their direction. They take the lead first. This mindset also requires honesty. You can't grow with lies. You can't tell yourself you're doing everything right if you're not. You can't claim to be committed if you're only consistent when things are convenient. Winning long-term takes self-respect, and self-respect grows when you do the things you promised yourself you'd do, even when no one's watching. Especially when no one's watching. You've got to build a mind that can handle pressure. A mind that doesn't fold every time something gets uncomfortable. A mind that knows how to reset quickly. A mind that remembers the bigger goal, even when things feel slow, unfair, or unclear. That's what separates someone who keeps going from someone who gives up halfway. Most people have strong emotions. Few have strong minds. But the ones who win long-term, they build both. They feel what they feel, but they move based on logic, not mood. Mindset isn't something you flip on when you need it. It's something you shape every morning and reinforce every night. It's how you think when no one's giving you credit. It's how you talk to yourself when progress feels invisible. It's how you stay centered when distractions show up. It's how you bounce back after failure and move forward without dragging the past. Every single day, there are 100 chances to break your mindset or build it. When you procrastinate, you chip away at it. When you blame others, you weaken it. When you lower your standards to feel comfortable, you sabotage it. But when you stick to your plan, even when it's hard, you strengthen it. When you stay patient while you're waiting, you reinforce it. When you focus on what matters, instead of reacting to what doesn't, you sharpen it. And over time, that sharpness becomes who you are. You stop breaking down over small things. You stop getting knocked off course so easily. You stop quitting on yourself. Building a long-term mindset also means letting go of the need for quick results. You don't chase fast wins. You build systems. You build routines. You build discipline. You build focus. And you stay committed even when the numbers don't move. Because you understand that real results come from consistency, not excitement. The person who sticks to the process outlasts the one who jumps from plan to plan, hoping something magical will happen. Your mindset is shaped most on the days when you want to quit, when it would be easier to give up, when you're tired, discouraged, uncertain. That's when it matters most. What do you say to yourself in those moments? What do you do with that pressure? Do you retreat and wait for the feeling to pass? Or do you remind yourself why you started and take action anyway? That action, taken in hard moments, builds strength that stays with you forever. It's also important to protect your mindset. Be careful what you let into your head. Not every voice deserves your attention. Not every opinion deserves your energy. Not every conversation needs your reaction. The wrong environment will destroy your mindset. Too much noise will drown out your focus. So build boundaries. Be selective. Make sure your environment supports the person you're trying to become. The more aligned your space is with your values, the easier it is to think clearly and stay sharp. Commitment doesn't mean perfection. It means you're all in, even when it's messy. It means you're willing to adjust without giving up. It means you come back stronger every time you fall off. You keep going. Not because it's easy, but because you've made a decision that your future is worth the effort. That decision is what anchors you when life tries to pull you off track. A long-term mindset is about patience with urgency. You know you've got time, but you also don't waste it. You act with purpose, not panic. You build slowly, but you build daily. You stay focused, but not frantic. You trust the process, but you also hold yourself to a standard that doesn't bend just because the road got hard. Every result you want in life, more income, better health, stronger confidence, clearer direction, it all depends on whether your mindset is stable enough to sustain it. Anyone can be motivated for a week. But who are you when motivation fades? Who are you when nothing is working? Who are you when you're not getting praise or results or rewards? That version of you, that's your real mindset. And that's the one that determines how far you go. So show up daily, with intention. Don't let one bad day undo your progress. Don't let frustration rewrite your plan. Don't let emotion choose your future. Keep your thoughts focused. Keep your habits aligned. Keep your actions consistent. Not for the rush, not for the praise, but because this is who you are now. Someone who doesn't just want to win but has committed to the mindset that wins for life. That mindset won't be built in one morning, but it can be built brick by brick, decision by decision, day by day. And if you stay loyal to that process, you'll look back a year from now and realize that your life didn't change because something lucky happened. It changed because you became the kind of person who thinks, acts, and lives like a long-term winner. Every day, without excuse, without delay, without waiting for the perfect moment. Just showing up, doing the work, thinking strong, and building a future you won't need to escape from. That's the power of a daily commitment to the right mindset. And that's how you win, not once but for life. If you've made it this far, you're not like most people. You actually want to grow, think sharper, and take full control of your life. The art of strategic thinking isn't something you hear once and forget. It's something you live every day, one smart decision at a time. Now it's your move. Don't just go back to old habits. Start applying what you heard. Make your thinking clearer. Make your actions smarter. Make your life yours again. And remember, every challenge you face can be outsmarted if your mind is trained right. So come back to this whenever you need to reset, refocus, and think like someone who wins long term. Because from now on you're not reacting. You're leading. You're not hoping. You're building. And you're not stuck. You're strategic. See you in the next one. Stay sharp. Stay strong. And never stop improving.